like an interview?
Yeah, we'll sort of recapitulate sort of like the best part of
Same thing as inside.
Yeah, hold it, wait a minute.
Sure.
Hold it, Si's not ready.
Si? Are you doing all right? Wait a minute. Are you all right, Jerry? You're not getting it?
You command quite an audience of women, both young and old. Do you have any preference in types of women or kinds of women? What kind of a one would you pick for yourself?
That's a pretty hard question because I've met quite a few that were of completely different character, and yet they were ideal, you know? And it's going to be hard to choose, but I suppose I'll know when she comes along.
If you think rock and roll won't diminish in popularity, what do you think sustains its popularity? What quality of it do you think makes it beloved?
Well, sir, rock and roll has been around for many years. It used to be called rhythm and blues. And as far back as I can remember, it's been very big, although in the last 5 years it's gotten much bigger. But I personally don't think it will ever die completely out. Because they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place as far as the young people are concerned.
What about cleaning it up or at least improving it morally and maybe taking the wiggle out of it?
Well, sir, you take the wiggle out of it, it's finished.
Have you had any incident?
Why is that?
Well, rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it. That's what happens to me. I can't help it. I mean, I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it.
You don't think there's anything immoral about that?
Have you had any trouble?
Have your buddies given you any nickname in the service?
Quite a few.
Well, is Hound Dog one of them? Or
not
any that you can say?
Not too much. It's usually Trooper or GI or, you know.
Did your habit of bodily movements get you into any trouble in the service or any incidents that connected with it? Since you say you can't still, it must be pretty hard sometimes.
That's right.
No sergeants got on top of you for anything,
sir,
like that?
All the sergeants that I worked with were very, very nice people. All the boys, you couldn't ask for a better group of boys to train with, and we all got along very well.
You'd say there was no advantage or no disadvantage in your being a celebrity in the service?
That's right, sir, other than the autographs. I signed quite a few autographs, and I had a lot of pictures made with the boys on Sunday afternoon and everything.
Is your hair growing back in, Elvis, or...?
It's growing out a little, but I won't be able to let it get as long as it was till I get out of the
Can we take a look at it now?
take a look at the cap. It's not calm now.
Are you planning any performances overseas, for the German people or for the armed forces?
I don't know, sir. So far, I've just left the army, you know.
If the role should diminish in popularity or even disappear, what would you do?
Well, I would probably try acting. I mean, you know, I would try to make good as an actor, although it's a tough field to break into, acting, because you've got so much competition.
Well, tell me.
You have, besides, you've got quite a reception here, but there is quite a group of people who don't sort of approve of the thing you do. They seem to think that it contributes to juvenile delinquency and all sorts of things. Have you given any thoughts to the unpopular side of your audience?
Yes, sir, I have. I don't see. I've tried to figure out. I don't see how they could think that it would contribute to juvenile delinquency. Somebody singing and dancing. I don't see that, because if there's anything I've tried to do, I've tried to live a straight, clean life and not set any kind of a bad example. I will say that there are people that are going to like you and people that don't like you, regardless of what business you're in or what you do. You cannot please everyone.
Tell me this, Elvis. There have been a lot of people around the pier here who have been trying to see you, but since you've been in the Army, you've led kind of a cloistered life. Is it a relief to get away from all the autograph hounds and the hysterical females?
No, it is not. because...
Elvis, do you still get as much payment?
Once you get used to it, if nobody comes up and asks for an autograph or if no one bothers you, well, then you start worrying. And as long as they come around and everything, you know that they still like you and it makes you feel good.
The only autograph you get to sign is for your paycheck every week, huh?
Yeah, well, I sign autographs for the boys, you know. And the boys send them home, and I sign pictures for them.
Are you still getting as much fan mail as you used to, Elvis, since you've been in the Army?
Well, sir, I'd probably get more. In fact, Colonel Parker tells me that he thinks it is almost double fan club mail.
Giving the Army any trouble?
Well, down at Fort Hood, they had a hard time because they didn't know what to do with the mail, you know. It's coming in, and...
What about the package?
Finally, they sent it to Colonel Parker in Nashville.
What about the packages you get? I guess you get a lot of cookies.
You get a lot of cookies and cakes and things like that. And when you get cookies and cakes and candy around a group of boys, you're lucky to see the box.
Elvis, can you tell me, what do you think you're going to think of the German girls when you get over there? Speak German?
No, sir, I don't speak German. I would probably have to learn in order to survive over there, though. From all the pictures I've seen of the German girls, they're very beautiful. And I think Bridget Bardot is French.